right club. Be the right club today.
Yeah. Johnny, that's better than most.
How about him?
That is better than most. Better than most.
Expect anything different?
Ladies and gentlemen, we are not live from the Kill House. We are live from Scotland. It is very late at night right now. Solly here. DJ Pie is here. Hello, Deej.
Hello. Greetings. Hello.
Big Randy is here. Hello, Big Randy.
Hello, Mr. Chris. Thanks for having me on the show today.
How many hours past your bedtime are we?
Quite a few.
We, as you can see over my left shoulder here, we are enjoying some nice Elijah Craig as we get going here. Every golfer has their own unique style of play. It's part of what we love about watching the pros at the Masters. It also happens to be what we love about bourbon. Take Elijah Craig, for example. Every bottle of their award-winning small batch carries a signature warm spice and subtle smoke flavor. I like to drink it on the rocks or in an old-fashioned. It's my go-to 19th hole. Elijah Craig won double gold at the San Francisco World Spirits Competition last year. It goes to show that hard work and dedication lead to great things, like the great moments we witness every year at Augusta. So whether you're hosting a watch party for the Masters this weekend or playing a few holes with friends, enjoy every moment with golf's signature sip, Elijah Craig Bourbon. Pick up a bottle today or order online at drizzly.com and save $5 on a bottle of Elijah Craig delivered to your door with code NLU5. That's code NLU5. No Laying Up is brought to you by Elijah Craig, Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey, Bardstown, Kentucky, 47% alcohol by volume. Elijah Craig reminds you to think wisely and drink wisely.
And also reminds you to make ice. Tough ice situation over
it's
here.
It's not so the same ice situation.
We're drinking it neat.
Over
drinking
here.
It neat. We're making it work.
Listen, we
like
have
Mr. Hogan over here for the open.
We have a lot to get to. I also want to remind you, Cash App is the easiest way to send, spend, and save your money. You can send or request money from friends and family when they owe you money for dinner. You can invest in any stock or buy Bitcoin with just $1. I'm really bummed to be missing out on the Bitcoin conference this week in Miami. It comes with a debit card you can customize. Cash App laser prints it for you and mails it to you. Comes with free discounts on places you love called Boosts. You can use referral code NOLAYINGUP, which gives you new users $15, and Cash App sets aside $10 to donate to Youth on Course. Basically, the more people using code NOLAYINGUP when registering, not only are you getting $15, but you're helping to support junior golf.
I lost four bets to Randy today based on where putt's going to go in or not go in. So just hit him on Cash App.
Okay.
Very good. I got a request of you, Solly.
Okay.
I got some things to get off my chest.
Okay, please.
Would you please play me in?
I gladly will. What are we playing you in for?
These are all the gentlemen that lost to Tiger Woods, who played his last competitive round, I believe, in October of 2020, and then almost died in a car accident.
Why are we leading the why are we doing this? Why are we...
I think they should be ashamed, and I think if they had any respect for themselves, they'd turn in their tour cards and withdraw.
But you promised this on the preview pod that you were going to do this.
Of course.
You were going to read the names of everyone that Tiger beat.
Of course.
Will you please do that for us?
Let's go. Paul Casey withdrew. Sandy Lyle. Laird Sheppard. He's an amateur.
We'll let that one go.
James Piott.
Also an amateur.
Matthew Wolfe.
Tough. Broke a club.
Aaron Jarvis.
Amateur.
Maybe Thomas not. Peters.
Probably broke a club.
Stuart Hagestad. Professional amateur. Vijay Singh.
What can you say?
Francesco Molinari. And we'll take Eduardo's too. Luke List.
Sink ships.
Cameron Young.
I got nothing. Surprised he was in the field.
You were doing really good.
Hudson Swafford.
Gifted hand.
Larry Mize. Jose Maria Olazabal.
And he birdied the first too. He birdied the first.
I'm sorry about this one. Justin Rose.
Oh, Team Rose. I hate that.
Bernhard Langer.
All right, there's like 73 of these guys. I think we got to break it up into chunks. Can we come back to the rest
later?
We'll
revisit
this. We will come back to that. We got to start with the cat, I assume.
Of course we got to start with the
cat.
What
do you have to say about the cat?
What a methodical round of golf.
I don't know what we're going to say that's not going to sound just overly emotional and like cliches, but I felt every emotion. I felt every cliche watching it. I mean, it was like, what a mind fuck, like watching what we just watched. It's truly like you can throw all the cliches out there. If you would have told me literally he would have been at the green jacket ceremony this year, I would have been like, wow, that's inspiring. And not only did he show up for the green jacket ceremony, he fucking shot under par.
He beat like 72,
73 guys. And it was, I think, like the cliche that's going to be thrown out a lot is like he just knows where to miss on this golf course, right? He can play it in his sleep. He knows where all his misses are. He knows where he's got to be. And what I was thinking, like even starting on number one, is even when you miss on this golf course, you have to hit so many just shots. You have to two putt from really hard spots. You have to get up and down from really hard spots. Like, yes, you can still know where to miss, but you still have to. It's still such a grind. And he grounded out, and he wasn't perfect by any means. He had some big misses, but he kept doubles off the scorecard, and that is going to be the hopefully the theme of the week, right? If he keeps doubles off the card, he's going to beat a ton of guys.
I am slightly worried it's not sustainable. Right,
of course.
Right, but he did not drive it good today, which that's, you know, we're looking, but it is a golf course where you can drive it less than perfect if you, again, like to your point, miss in the right spots. But the ironic part is he had some really bad misses today that didn't lead to bogeys.
Yeah.
His two bogeys were so preventable, extremely preventable. Yeah. Eight was bad. Horrible. He was short on everything and looked like
Rory-esque bogey on eight.
Everything that we're viewing is through a lens of, you know, pretty tightly auditing his game. Like, it is ridiculous that he's even playing in this. Yeah. And so, like,
still ridiculous he played the father-son.
Yes.
Now we're talking about him in the, what, top 10 of the Masters?
I was expecting him to look more like this than the reports we were getting in the practice rounds. Like, he looked a little shaky, a little hesitant to, like, put weight on the leg coming through. Like, couldn't really draw it. All extremely reasonable. Like, it's unreasonable, actually.
But also, there were some shots where I'm like, that's the best iron player in the field. The shot he hit in six was unbelievable.
That was so good.
The one he hit into five was unbelievable. Got like unlucky and just barely caught the slope. Like, there were some high highs as well. And he shook in a couple putts. Like the one on 16 was, I don't know, man.
He got robbed on five
for
too.
For sure. It is so. I'm with you. Like, do I think he's going to go out and play perfect golf and win the golf tournament? Probably not. Of course. Like, I don't think that's a hot take. But do I think he's going to hang around and beat a ton of guys? Yeah. Do I think he's going to make the cut? Yeah. Do I think he's got a chance to finish in the top 20? Yeah, I do. And that's unbelievably ridiculous to say.
Speaking of beat a lot of guys.
Justin Thomas.
Oh God, a good minor chord.
Do we pause
there,
on right? that one?
Yeah, let's pause there.
Okay, we'll pause
there. We need to have an adult conversation about Justin Thomas.
You will hear no excuse making from me. This is
what happened.
I thought we were going to turn a corner with this one. He's maybe too aware of his major championship struggles at this point. It kind of felt like something that he was aware of and conscious of and going to improve on. And I kind of wonder if it's having the opposite Rory effect of like maybe too aware of how this is not going very well every time I want to play my best golf.
It's a bugaboo.
It's not good. I mean, it's 76. That was not out there today.
It's really bad.
That was not out there. That's the worst round. He was the biggest disappointment of the day.
For sure. Yeah. Definitely.
Anything more you want to add?
What do you want to say about the cat?
Well, I just thought the cat, tomorrow's a huge day for the cat. The cat, I agree with Solly. The cat looked a little bit more brittle than I was expecting, given some of the early week reports.
Ignoring the car crash.
So real quick, we're in Scotland, as we mentioned. I don't know if we mentioned why we're in Scotland. We have a big group trip that we're doing on the back end, so we came over for the Masters early, so we'd be set up to do stuff like this. Rainey and I watched a good bit of the... I mean, we watched golf for like 13 hours today. Yep. We watched a good bit of that at the pub as well. What was the pub we were at?
Molly Malone's
pub. Line of the night from one of the bartenders in there. Looks up. Tiger makes his birdie on 16. He's fist pumping. Everybody's going nuts. Guy's so disinterested. This bartender in St. Andrews looks up the TV. He's like, is that Tiger Woods? Like, yeah. I thought he was dead. Like, no, check it out. Check it out. He lives. The guy totally lived. And now he's back playing the Masters.
He's back and executing the rest of the field.
So all I'm saying, what I'm saying from that is...
Well, sure.
It's a big day for him tomorrow. I agree.
Right.
But also today was an enormous day that's going to be so much bigger than any of the rest of the week, right?
Yes. And like today was a great story. I think not only the recovery and see how he fares the second day will be very interesting to see, but I thought he was a little bit toeing that line where his game, you know, things could have started to go a little sideways.
He got a lot out of that round.
If he shoots, you know, 76 tomorrow, I wouldn't be shocked. Just seeing the way he kind of looked and moved today.
Like, literally, if he shoots 86 tomorrow, I wouldn't be shocked.
But right? Also, he could shoot 70.
Totally.
Like, you know, he could string this together for 4 days. Yeah. I wouldn't doubt that. So I really keen to see how he fares tomorrow.
The good news on Tiger, 3 of the 4 strokes gained categories were in the positive. The bad news, driver was minus 1.32. He did take a divot with driver on 14. Sure. That's not what we're looking for. That's not what we're looking for.
Happen. And he kind of missed in, like...
He knows
all these spots where to miss.
He knows he can snap hook it and hit 190 yards.
70 yards left of 9. He totally knows he's going to have a window over there. He knows that. 18 through that gap in the trees.
100%.
Through the fork.
Temporary the water.
Tree. He knows he can miss there. Yeah. But yeah, there were some big misses where that actually should have been doubles probably and weren't. So it's hopefully keep those off the card.
The sustainability model would point out that he was positive 2.07 in strokes gained putting. That's
yeah.
good. I mean,
which
he looked good.
What we're saying coming in is like, yeah, who knows if he can walk? That's a big if, but he's probably putting a ton, right? He's probably doing a ton of lag putting. He's probably doing a ton of short putting. Cause like, what else has he been doing? Right. And
little pitch shots.
Yeah. And he chipped it great. Except for 8. Really? I mean, he chipped
14
it.
Was weird too. Yeah. He went low lofted with that
I
shot.
I think he tried to hit a 4 iron. I read in his press conference.
Really?
Yeah. He tried to bump it around.
Which was interesting. If you listen to the preview,
like a real golfer. Yeah.
He's proper. A lot of improper golfers.
The preview podcast with John Wood, we talked about like why it always looks funny to me, at least from the angles we see, why guys don't putt from off the green. And he just talked about how the ryegrass there is thick around the greens. And like, you don't want balls to be entering the green at the speed that's required to get it through the fringe. And I watched Bryson putt from off the green today horribly. Mm-hmm. And just viewing it through that lens, it's like, man, those shots do make you really uncomfortable, which now I'm flashing back to Phil. All those times he would just open the face wide open and hit these flops that would carry onto the green and hold the green. It's like, ah, gosh, that makes even more sense why he's able to play so well there. But I obviously like incredibly encouraged by that. It was just surreal to watch. It was kind of like how I pictured Tiger playing the Masters at age 56, not 46, like ignoring the accident. Exactly. It was like, okay, he can still figure out his way. There's still a way to play that golf course. Like Bernhard Langer, I forget, I don't know what he shot today, but he was even through 9. At least I was like,
we just read his name into the record.
Okay. Unfortunately. Okay. Yeah, he's no longer with us,
but like he figured some stuff out about like how to play that course without bombing it. And I watching him on 2, like he didn't try to muscle one up there. He's like,
he was tacky.
He was playing
the tack to the left, tack to the right.
Honestly, it felt like I'm going to go make 18 pars.
Yeah.
And if I wiggle in a putt or two, you know, so be it. That would be great. But
can he win the Masters this year?
I don't think so.
Is minus 1 too far back?
No, it's not too far back. I just think he looked like he lacked pop. And over 3, you know, he hadn't played a competitive round, let alone 4 straight. It's just too much to ask. But
he hadn't played a competitive round in 500 days, almost lost his leg, and beat like 72 guys.
It's very like the number one player in the world is 3 under right now. And over the last 54 holes, do you like the number one player in the world or do you like the guy who's like struggling to walk?
I've promised myself I won't doubt.
I'm not saying it's I won't doubt him again. I'm just, if you know.
I will not doubt.
I'm not legal advice, but if you're gambling, maybe.
I will not doubt him again. I will not fall for it. I will doubt the health, but I will never doubt the game again. Would you like to continue for a few more?
Please, please.
Okay.
Louis Oosthuizen.
This is getting into more of a celebration of life period of the music here.
Bryson DeChambeau.
Looked like he was just really playing with a tennis racket out there today.
Siwoo Kim.
I kind of thought he was going to play well.
Stuart Sink. Mm.
I got nothing.
Lived a great life.
Stuart Sunk. Brooks Koepka.
That's disappointing.
That
we were sitting at
turn
the
down the music. We need to talk about Brooks.
I thought he was going to make an absolute move today. Him and Rory both making the turn at even.
Oh,
I think.
No, or Brooks no, was two under.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he parred 10. He was 2 under going into 11 and shoots 41 on the back, I believe.
Yeah.
Brooks struggled with the putter today. He let a lot of strokes go away on the green.
It's just disappointing. We were both really talking ourselves into Brooks there for a minute. You know,
we might be idiots though. A lot of what we said just didn't happen today.
Like, what's his excuse? Well, how does he shoot 3 over? Over. How's that possible?
Yeah. It's a massive bummer.
He hasn't played good for a long period of time, but then it's like, well, does he ever play good leading into majors and still always does it? And I mean, assuming he doesn't go on to win this one, we're coming up on 3 years of not winning one of these things.
Yeah.
We did say he's won 4 though. Which is, we can confirm that is a lot.
That is
which
a
is
lot.
A lot.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
It takes remind. You got to kind of remind yourself of that every now and again.
Yeah.
That's so many.
That was a big disappointment. He and JT probably the two biggest for me.
Do you want to flip it over and start talking about the guys at the top of the leaderboard and come back to your list? Or
we'll meet in the middle.
Meet in the middle.
Sure. I don't want to let these guys off the hook, though.
Okay. Yeah,
don't forget that.
We surely won't.
Don't forget
that. I promise we will not let them off.
Should we start at the top? Sung-JM?
Sung-JM. I'm not going to lie. Kind of forgot that he finished T2 in 2020.
For sure. For sure forgot.
And like blitzed the opening round there. But I also think that Masters is not like a great predictor for, yeah. I mean, that was a totally different tournament. But great up and down on 18. Kind of thought that was going to plug in the bunker and it was not going to go well. But
disappointed. Nothing plugs in these bunkers.
No. They're so easy. It's almost like strokes gained if you hit it in the bunker.
We were looking at that pin like back right on 18. And like everybody got it up and down.
Exactly.
Rory got it up and down. We're like, man, if that's not a death spot. Like,
I know.
Zalatoris missing. He got it up and down too. But
a little trilly.
Yeah, missing it 40 yards long. That's tough. But
let me ask you this. Does Sungjae move the needle? Like, would that excite you as a golf fan if he were to win the Masters?
No.
I think I could talk myself into it, but it would be mostly fake. You know,
it's like, that's how I am. And I almost feel bad about that.
I like watching him. I like when he gets on gets on a roll. Like, I'm trying to think. It's almost like a remember when Duffner was like at the peak of his powers and watching him just like, I bet he's going to step up and hit this inside 3 feet. Like that was really fun for a while, but I don't think about Duffner all that much.
Two things, sustainability model. He was plus 3.35 on the greens today. So he made a lot of putts. That's not that sustainable. Also from Christopher Sung. Sungjae low key playing for an exemption from mandatory for military service. God, killer in more ways than one?
Totally forgot about that.
Yeah.
What a weird world.
Yes.
That you got to win a major.
Well, now I'm going to feel bad not rooting for him. So
no, that changes the game a little bit.
It's interesting.
It is. It's round one. Look, I mean, it's going on the Wikipedia page. He's the leader after round one. We'll see what we remember by the end of the tournament. He's obviously an incredible player, and I'm not saying he won't be there. But I out of the two people I watched today between Cam Smith and Sungjae, Cam looks like the hunter. Yeah. I would not want to be in Cam's way.
No, Cam feels like he's, I know the leaderboard says otherwise, but he feels like he's up by about three. With his two doubles was like, that's not really what he's doing. And he even kind of said that after the round, too. He's like, yeah, I mean, I know I made doubles, but like those were still really good shots. Like that was, 18 was playing downwind, and it was like if you started it just a hair right of center, like it was going to end up in those trees anyways. Like that wasn't even a bad drive. That's just such a hard hole today. And then one, I don't really know what happened, but it's just a good, he mentioned this in his presser too, but like everybody talks about staying patient one shot at a time and blah, 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 blah. But like the idea that Augusta is a place where, you know, if you double the first, which Solly, I know if you're going to double a hole,
got to be the first.
Got to be the
first. You want to be the first hole.
But what a good place where like, if you're Cam, you shot all four rounds in the 60s last year, you know, you can like kind of like bend this place over a little bit. Like what a fun place to just be like, no, I can make seven birdies coming in. It's all good.
A great question from Sweet Cup and Cake. Should the guys who lose to the Cat have to do mandatory military service? that's one.
That's interesting.
Two. So Harry Higgs was second today with 3.15 strokes gained approach. What do you think Cam Smith was? 5.5.
Wow.
More than two shots clear. That's how good he hit it, his approach. He lost strokes off the tee today.
You know what's tough is when he also makes every putt.
Yes.
Like, that's a good combo for someone who's going
to
play well.
Again, for a golf course where you don't need to be a great driver of the golf ball, Cam Smith is... I think we said this on the pod. Like, he seemed too obvious leading into it for, like, to be the pick, but... he would be my pick right now for putting wagers in.
He's the dude.
How far back do you have to go to find somebody like him that's sort of the obvious pick who has never won a major before? That was the thing getting me with Cam.
It's interesting.
There's some kind of interesting ones. I mean, Neiman,
Joaquin,
Scheffler.
Yeah. Pre-tournament though, like being this guy's the favorite. And
I mean, Scheffler probably, or I guess, I mean, there's a couple that are kind of right in that tier, right? Of Scheffler, Morikawa, Cantlay, Hovland.
Yeah.
All feel like they're kind of in that same bucket a little bit.
That is interesting.
It is.
I kind of forget that Cam hasn't won a major because he just feels like he is truly just like step by step gotten better every single year to the point where like
player championship HQ going nuts on that comment.
Nah, damn it.
I'm setting him up for that. Got him.
I think we may need to touch back in on some names here in a second. But before we do that, today's episode is also brought to you by our friends at Whoop, the personalized digital fitness and health coach and official fitness wearable of the PGA and LPGA tours. You can monitor your recovery, sleep, training, and health with personalized recommendation and coaching feedback with Whoop. Train smarter, recover faster, sleep better, and now feel healthier with Whoop and their all-new Whoop 4.0, the latest, most advanced fitness wearable on the market. It's smaller, smarter, and designed with new biometric tracking, including skin temperature, blood oxygen, and more. Gotta admit, this morning was the first time that all five of my health, one of my five health things was out of the range. My resting heart rate was rising last night.
I hate that.
And a few pints. I think we could easily tie that back to something. A
couple pints flying across the world.
Hoisted some pints.
Yeah, you know. It is also designed with their new anywhere technology. You can wear it with the Whoop body sensor enhanced technical garments, boxers, shorts, compression tops, bralettes, leggings, and more. Just remove the band from the device, slide it onto the garment of choice, and you're discreetly tracking your daily activity from Whoop. The all new waterproof device is free when you sign up for a Whoop 4.0 membership. For any members, if you have 6 months of membership on your account, you can upgrade now, get the 4.0 for free. And right now, Whoop is offering 15% off when you use the code NLU15 at checkout. Go to whoop.com, whoop.com, enter NLU15 at checkout to save 15%.
It's free. It's free. It's pool in the back.
Exactly.
Take it.
Keys are right here.
Where do we want to go next? Danny Willett? Or you want to,
do you want to pick back up?
Sorry, no, of course.
Let me name 10 more.
Okay.
Yeah. Just 10. Samuel Burns.
Disappointing. Man. That's a huge bummer.
Yeah, I'm going to miss him.
He had so much promise ahead of him, too.
Dude, a lot of potential.
Takumi Kanaya. Mm.
TC's going to have to answer for that one.
Gary Woodland.
Yeah, sure.
Fluffer. Cameron Davis.
Okay.
This next one's going to hurt, boys. Tommy Fleetwood.
Yeah.
It's time. You kind of called it on the Englishman. Although you're going to have to, Danny Willett kind of backed you down.
That's true. Kevin Kisner.
Not his golf course.
Ryan Palmer.
Not sure how he's in the field.
Arnie's grandson. That's how he gets in.
How is he in the field?
Maybe he finished a Hydro Major.
Maybe FedEx Cup last year, I think.
Guido Migliozzi.
There's a guy named Guido.
And Fred Couples.
Man, he had a great nice run. He got the shoulder tap. He had a great run.
Sky called it a terrific round from Fred. I was like, huh?
We'll revisit that here. We still got a ways to go, or are we almost caught up?
No, those blokes all tied for 60th.
Oh, my goodness. We have a ways
to go.
Again, all of these guys lost to a guy. Ooh,
actually some really fun names coming up.
Stay tuned. Watch this space.
Scottie Scheffler wearing the Tiger logo on the back of his shirt today.
Unbelievable. How about that?
I couldn't help but think of Michael Jordan when he was tweeting at Keegan Bradley. He's like, ain't nobody wearing Air Keegan's. I'm pretty sure that's my shoes you're wearing. Tight haircut. The sideburn bandit got his hands on Scottie Scheffler, unfortunately. But, man, I mean, just pretty validating round as the number one player in the world, I would say.
Extremely. Started kind of slow, too. Looked like he was maybe going to be in neutral for a while, and then, you know, did what you're supposed to do on the back nine.
He might be the real buoy.
You just can't sink him.
He looks like he's just playing okay, and you look up, and he's a couple under par, sneaks in another birdie, and gets in the house at 3 under.
I had a take. I don't even know if I agree with it earlier today, that Scheffler being number one in the world kind of feels like if Leish got to number one in the world. We're just like, oh, cool, man. That's great. Like, I can't wait to see, like, I wonder who'll be next number one. But, right.
He's super good for, like, 10 holes at a time.
Yeah. But
awesome player.
Yeah. Huh, like, really? Like, he's the best, huh? That's wild.
Can I ask you something, Randy?
Keeps being that guy.
Can I ask you something?
Yes, please.
You had a quote today. I don't think Scheffler's that good.
I did say that in Molly Malone's.
And I want to unpack that a little bit.
Well, I think it's the eye test. You said it. He just doesn't look like he's doing anything. He looks like he's slipping every swing. I don't know. It just doesn't. I mean, credit to him. The scorecard was nice.
Fair play to him.
Fair play. Wins three times.
Tip of the cap.
And shoots 69 to open
the Masters. And I'm not saying he's a bad player. I just, you know, he's like 25th best player in the world, I think, is probably his.
Definitely top 20. Like, I think
that's where he is.
The 25th best player in the world,
that's good. But
well, how big's your sample size? Because this is the issue. If I may, and I don't want to psychoanalyze you in front of, you know, all these people, dozens of people listening to this podcast. But I think your sample size is about 15 years.
Oh, yeah.
Whereas I think, Sol, you might be living much more in reality.
We've been hearing about Scotty since the late 90s.
I was going to say, I think you're much more like, you know, who's a good example? Like Luke Donald. Like, there's a proper player. Luke Donald's a guy who can really,
more career achievement.
Really get you a win. Randy's looking at the long view here. Nah. And it's only been, listen, it's been 42 days.
It has been 42 days. Let's pump the brakes a little bit. I know what the OWGR says, but.
Hale Irwin, there's a guy that could win you a US Open.
Scott Hoke?
Exactly.
Scott Hoke could play.
During Masters Week? Come on, man. That's cold.
No, listen, I will say, Scheffler's playing very well right now. He had a great day today. There's just something when I watch him.
Wow.
Just like, this guy didn't look like that good. He's good.
What would have to change? Maybe think on that. What would have to change? Yeah. How could he win you over?
I would say making a ton of 8-footers for a 2-3 month period is doable. It's not that sustainable for a long period of time. And it feels like every time he's got an 8-footer, it goes in the center of the hole.
He wiggled
do
in.
Do we talk about speed?
I think that's where we naturally go next.
Quite a few early in the round.
You know who's not hitting it in the center of the hole right now? Jordan Spliff.
That's such a bummer. I was saying to you guys when, like, again, they dress him up like a little boy. He looks like one of the guys from Blue's Clues. And you're watching him on the range doing his Charles Barkley hitch. And I'm saying, like, man, he's walking to the first tee. Like, he feels like he's lucky to be even par right now. Even that feels like unrealistic that Jordan's even going to number one.
What hole did we...
he's getting away with one.
What hole did we... The fadeaway putt he hit?
Four. Straight down. And Grant, listen, it's straight down the hill. Fastest greens on tour, but that was a little bit of the hotailing fadeaway.
Most concerning putt I've ever seen him hit.
He missed it by 4 inches. Like, it wasn't even remotely close.
No, it's not good.
I'm not emotionally invested in this go around. I didn't get hyped on it. He wasn't my pick to win. So I can almost kind of laugh when he does some of this stuff now more than it breaks my heart. I was kind of giggling today.
Like, it's just going to make the Sunday 65 like that much worse.
It's going to make it
finish
that much
like T8,
that much more frustrating. Yeah. Didn't drive it good or putt it good or even hit it good. Honestly, pretty lucky to be plus 2. He's lucky to be plus 2.
Other than that, how was the play, Mrs. Speed? We skip past Waco and Dan Willett.
Yeah.
I mean, Joaquin is, again.
That looks sustainable.
Joaquin looked good.
And he's playing in a fucking historic round of golf with Tiger Woods. He's unfazed. Playing right next to him. Goes out and, you know, almost takes the lead. It was awesome. Joaquin, I always am guilty of looking at him as like, he doesn't hit it high enough.
Yeah.
Like, and he figures out a way to get it done, man.
He doesn't pass the eye test sometimes with the ball flight and the style of play. But he gets it done. Yeah. He gets it done. I will say, interesting note, and I asked him about this on the podcast and he denied it, but when he played against Tiger there was a 4-ball match, or I think it was 4-ball that he played against Tiger in the President's Cup. And Tiger's kind of going through his process, kind of taking a little while, and the camera pans over and Joaquin like does a little motion like this that could have been like, let's go team or something, but it kind of looks like he's telling Tiger to speed up, and Tiger also Tiger took that personally.
Maybe he took it personally.
But I found that interesting that they got paired together. But yeah, it cannot be easy dealing with, I mean, the pictures of the crowds, and Tiger's always drawn a huge crowd, but this today felt like a big, big fucking deal.
I think we were kind of talking this morning before it kicked off, like, okay, who are the guys that kind of wouldn't move the needle, or who are the kind of, you know, you don't want to say like nothing winners. And I think Joaquin might have even come up. And after watching today's round, I think I want to flip that in that, like, if Joaquin's in it going down the stretch, as long as, you know, Spieth and Rory aren't up against him, I think I would love to see Joaquin win a major. I think that'd be super, super fun.
That would be pretty, pretty fitting.
And also, I mentioned this on Twitter, but, and it's kind of a, you know, fluffing Augusta National, but wild investment strategy from wild vertical integration from the boys at Augusta lately, with Hideki Matsuyama, 2-time Asia Pacific amateur champion, is your defending Masters champion. Joaquin, a Latin America champion, was your Masters leader today for a while. And Jennifer Kupcho, who won the first ANWA, won a major on the LPGA this week as well. And that's wild.
Wait until the drive, chip, and putt kids get here.
Exactly. And it's one of those chicken and egg things, though, where it's like, I don't know that Joaquin like started playing golf because there was a Latin America championship, but at least they're hosting high-quality championships that high-quality players are winning.
And right? I thought it was cool. I don't know what tournament you were at, but all the South American fans just going nuts for him.
I mentioned that on the Players podcast, where Joaquin had like literally dozens of Chilean fans and South American fans out in Jacksonville I live in Jacksonville. Don't run into like mass amounts of Chileans on the regular. And I was asking some of the dudes that were out there. I was like, so what? You guys live here or nearby or what? And they're like, no. Like, a lot of these kids are from Joaquin's, like, junior tour. And he flew, like, a bunch of them in as, like, a prize for, you know, winning their flight or winning their competitions or whatever. So, yeah, Joaquin, I'm in.
Easy to root for in that.
Yeah, I don't know what really is different between him and Sungjae, but something about Joaquin, I think I would rather have Joaquin than Sungjae.
Yeah.
Just because we got a lot of names to get through, I'm going to ask for a few more, and then we got to talk
DJ. Sure. So, well, please, we mentioned Jordo.
Yeah.
Jordan Spieth, I'm sorry.
Let's move past that.
Xander Schauffele.
Oh, he had so much promise.
Did not make a birdie today.
Okay, maybe not.
John Rahm. That's a hard one.
I feel like
that's tough.
I feel like we're gonna have to explain that one.
Wait, turn the music down.
turn the music off.
Let me ask you a
question.
There's
no snare in my headphones.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay. I'm here.
Is he still the buoy?
The buoy might be leaking a little bit.
Are we concerned?
Now we are concerned. I think he'll probably still finish like top 15 in this tournament. That's why he's the buoy. But look, we need like, that's the floor for him. He was like almost minus odds to top 10 this week. We needed a lot more than this.
Ceiling's the roof.
The ceiling is the roof.
Yeah.
So listen, I think your takes in this regard have been nothing short of disastrous.
No. You know what? I am feeling a groundswell on Twitter. Folks, keep tweeting at me. There are people coming out of the woodwork tears saying you're exactly Thank right. You. He you, doesn't win. He might stink.
Thank you for calling.
I get
Rahm
that
a fraud.
Multiple messages every day.
So, hundreds of messages.
I want to thank those people.
That's so brave, considering he won one of the last three major championships that was played on the men's side. But you know, I appreciate your willingness to stick by this one.
Counterpoint: he tied Mike Weir today.
That's tough.
Tough.
So, I heard Mike Weir was hitting like 220 off the tee.
That is tough. Now, let's say this. Do you expect Rahm, like, a good 10 years from now to have at least two major championships?
I do.
Okay. I expect
would that
it.
Would that be, like, satisfactory?
No.
Okay. Now let's talk DJ.
Ooh. Love it. I think I've been very consistent on DJ.
That's true.
My associate, Tron Carter, not so much.
Here's what I say. I think the 2020 Masters counts as a half major.
Love that.
But if he wins this one, it fully validates 2020. So then he would go from 1.5 to 3. Is that fair?
That's interesting. Let me think on that.
Okay.
Yeah. And we were discussing, he should have 4.
Well, maybe you could even convince me that he gets a half for, like, if you add up the sum of the parts of Whistling Straits and Pebble and, you know,
Chambers,
things of that nature. Mm-hmm. You add those up, that might add up to another half. So I think the number is 2.
Okay.
You know,
I think you can round up from 1.5 to reach 2.
Yeah.
I think if he wins this week, it will be a legitimate 3.
It will be 3.
Yeah.
I kind of like, it's kind of like, I don't know what, it's not tie goes to the runner here, but
similar theory.
Okay.
And that's good. Cause make no mistake, he needs to win. Like, he needs to get to at least 3. I think 2 is unsatisfactory.
Yeah.
It's not good enough.
It's unbecoming.
Quite frankly, it's unbecoming.
Padraig Harrington has 3. No disrespect.
Exactly.
Payne Stewart had 3. No disrespect.
I mean, he's 37 years old. Not that he's like getting old, but you know, he's not in his 20s anymore. He's got to start winning a couple here.
Hasn't won since the last Masters.
Padraigs were catless also, but it's neither here nor there.
Were all of them catless? I think 07 was not. 07 British was not.
Yeah.
But two of the 208 ones were callous. So
let's rattle off just a couple more here.
Okay, are you ready for more?
Just a few more, if you'll allow. Lucas Herbert.
Oh, you skipped one.
Billy Horschel. Seamus Power. Patrick Reed.
P.
Adam Scott.
A lot of Masters champs going down today.
Max Homa.
That one's tough.
That's tough.
I'm sorry, Max.
Such a nice start, too.
I know. I'm sorry. Sorry.
You knew the rules, Max.
No, he...
You knew the rules.
You know how much Max likes playing on the PGA Tour, too. You know how much he's going to
sting. Seems like he's having a good time.
It's going to sting for him to not play professional golf anymore.
So what I want people to picture as we're going through names is the scene from Rudy where everyone lays the jerseys down. That's what these guys have to do into Randy's office.
No, I would say if you have self-respect, you will withdraw and turn in your tour card. Because it's... I've said what it is. Zach Johnson.
Sure.
Brian Harmon. K.H. Lee.
Cash Lee, big bounce back. You have to admit that. He was five over at one point. It was got it back to bleak. Two.
Sepp Straka.
Just happy to be here.
Aaron.
Austin.
Austin. Greaser.
Good showing from Austin today.
Yeah, that's impressive.
Padraig Harrington.
Mm.
That's Padraig's playing some low-key nice golf, too.
Mike Weir.
I would let him keep. That's yeah. Overachieving.
I think Champions Tour guys get to stick around.
JJ Spawn.
Gone.
Short-lived.
Yeah. Did not respawn.
Cool that he won in his last attempt, though, really.
Yeah. You know?
Rory McIlroy.
Pause.
Guys, what's going on?
I mean, I right with Spieth. I didn't get emotionally invested.
This is a me problem for me.
I didn't sense any, you know, we're over here in Scotland. Not that people necessarily have to be the biggest, but Molly Malone's could not have cared less that Rory McIlroy was playing golf.
I think we got one comment. One guy looked over at us and goes, oh, Rory made like a 15 footer for par on 14, right?
And I think.
And he goes, oh, that's pretty fucking Rory, right?
Like 8 years ago, years ago, I that place is probably hanging on every shot of his.
Yeah. Here's what I'll say. He did not, I'm not even mad. This is not a coverage take. He didn't get star player treatment.
No.
He got just another guy treatment on the telecast today.
Is he ever going to win another major? Yes or no?
I think he wins another major. I don't see the Masters happening. Man. I think 2020 was his best chance when it was played out of order and didn't have the 8 month buildup.
He's going to be one of those guys that plays in the par three contest when he's like 65. It's like, man, how did Rory never win a Masters?
But I think it's becoming more and more clear to me, Tiger winning five of these being not a good driver. Rory wins tournaments because he's a great driver. And this course it is not a prerequisite to be a exquisite driver of the golf ball. It is, you have to be very precise. You have to hit your numbers with irons. And that is not Rory's go-to skill.
Speaking of which, would you like to read the next name?
Colin Morikawa.
Oh man. He had a lot.
That's
of
disappointing.
Yeah.
I gotta say.
Yeah. God, I want him. Totally unrealistic, totally a me problem. I just want anybody to lift and separate, right? And please, I would love to see him just start wrecking people, and it just doesn't seem like it's going to happen, which, listen, anybody who knows anything about pro golf is going to be like, that's unlikely that anybody's going to do that.
Bad news here.
But I need it.
I have to chime in. Our coach, Corey Lundberg from the Altus Performance Center, has said, Solly, exit from Spieth Island is a one-way ticket. No coming back. Permanent exit.
I love it, Corey.
I am not exiting. I just didn't get hyped for this one. I will never leave him.
He's not leaving. He's just being super bitchy at one of the council meetings.
I'm not.
Here. No. The trash has been late every Tuesday.
I'm not emotionally invested in this one.
For?
I'm not emotionally invested in this one. I'd written this one off. That was budgeted for. We're totally fine with that. Long term, are we in? A million percent. I'll directly look in camera. Spieth, I will never leave you. I'm just not emotionally invested in this one.
No, you denied him three times.
I denied him 18 times.
Go listen to Corey's podcast, by the way. It's
very good.
The Altus Performance Podcast.
You can tell
you
when
should
it's
listen to that instead of this. You learn way more.
you'll learn different stuff.
You will not learn all 72 people that Tiger Woods beat today. Do you want to keep going?
Sure. I got tons more. Mark Leishman.
That one's tough.
Tough. Tom, like, we're going to get some free money from Tron, though.
Tom Hoagie.
Come.
Okay. I think he's cooled off on Forge. He was the best player in the world for a minute there.
Bubba Watson.
True proper player, though.
Russell Henley.
Mm. I don't think he's out of it yet.
Not out of tournament?
Yeah.
Okay.
Big shot, Robert McIntyre.
Such a bummer, man. I had it under par at the turn.
Christian Bezuidenhout.
I can't add much there.
Eric Van Rooyen.
Kind of looks like Daniel Day-Lewis these days.
Shane Lowry.
Looks like a Monopoly character.
A pre-tournament favorite.
Yeah, that one hurts. That one stings me.
I abandoned my boy. Mackenzie Hughes.
Hey, great. Pause on that one. Awesome incredible shank today on 15. Almost took out, I don't know who his playing partner was, almost took out his playing partner's caddy. It went right of the pond, hit someone in the crowd or a tree or something and came back inwards. And he tweeted out, he's like, I know it looked bad on camera, but it looked worse in person somehow. Did a crowd wave and a hat tip after it. So big ups to you, Mackenzie Hughes. That was sick. You want to keep going?
We don't have too many left.
Okay.
Minwoo Lee. Okay. And I will also take Minji Lee, his sister's LPGA card.
Just culpable. Aiding and abetting.
That's exactly right. Victor Hovland.
And now we're to the even pars. So these people lost by one.
Mm-hmm. So close.
Can you pause real quick?
Sure.
What do we think of Hovland's pants? I got to say, I know they're getting a lot of shit. I think I was in. If you're going to be on the stage, it was because they're outrageous. Like, if you're going to be on that stage, like, what did Stephanie Epstein, who you just had on the Trap Draw, was talking about baseball. She's like, it's all just a made up stupid game that adults play. If you're going to be playing a made up game for all the money, you might as well wear stupid pants. I'm way in. Keep it up, Victor.
I mean, the white stripe just felt a little unnecessary.
Exactly.
The pink had nothing to do with it.
Spike in the football.
Pink is doable.
Something you never seen before.
It looked like you need to be wearing like pumps with them or something.
Yeah.
Having said that, the cat should have wore a FootJoy shirt today instead of the Nike shirt.
Nike didn't do like their normal Thursday offensive stuff. I mean, it wasn't good, but it wasn't like...
They seem to have gotten over their floral print.
Yeah.
Finau was not looking good.
Well, no. I mean, I don't know. That was by Nike standards, I think he looked very good.
Looked like Scott Hoke out there.
Was it cotton? I think he had cotton.
It looked like it. What's the opposite of dry joy? Wet. He had the wet joy.
Wet boy.
Let's finish the list here.
Terrell Hatton.
Even par. Watch the space.
Abraham Answer.
Tough nice break on the back of 12.
Yeah. It's a nice round for Abe.
Yeah.
Sergio Garcia.
God,
never count him out. I didn't realize he played that well.
Tiger's going to take pride in that one.
Kita Nakajima.
Amazing. Low am.
Par for an amateur.
We're saying, I feel like the Netflix guys are probably following him. I think that was a big reason they were allowed to film at Augusta.
That would not surprise me.
That would be a cool episode for him shooting even par as an amateur at Augusta.
Lee Westwood.
Shocking. Calling me
really
shocked
good round
there. Yeah.
Charles Schwartzel.
Shocked about that too.
Where's your E and your S? Shout out to Chris Vernon, who makes the best Masters update videos every single year.
Cameron Champ.
Good round of golf.
Good. That's impressive. He has not. Yeah, you can come back. Well,
this is harder to be mean to the guys at even par.
Lucas Glover.
I love
that's a good round of golf.
Yeah, that's too bad. I liked watching him play. It's a bummer.
Hideki Matsuyama.
It's a little injured. Good round of golf again as defending champ. He'll probably be around for the weekend.
Taylor Gooch.
He was kind of in the lead for a little while. Not going to get on him for that one.
And Garrett Higo.
Struggled a lot since he won. So, again, not a bad round of golf.
So that concludes. That's all the players the Tiger beat.
Will one of those men withdraw?
I think one of them will, I'm sure. At least one.
I just want to say that YouTube video that I pulled up to play that song, we played 7 minutes and 20 seconds just naming people that Tiger beat today.
God, that's amazing. What's going to happen tomorrow? Golf course is going to get hard.
It's spicy.
The cat was like licking his lips, it seemed like, just with how spicy it's about.
Is it going to blow?
Oh, it's going to mega blow.
The wind is forecasted to blow. My great weather app has told me that winds are expected to be 20 miles an hour gusts up to 30.
We need to wait until Tron gets here with the paid app. Tron's all over the wind.
Can you imagine if what happened this morning to us with our door window happened in like the crow's nest overnight?
Mother Nature woke us up this morning by blowing through the windows here of our Airbnb here in St. Andrews.
I felt like I was out on the
deck
of the Titanic. Oh my God.
To those watching live, how's our Wi-Fi, by the way? It seems to be rolling pretty good, which we were concerned about that.
Well, what does the weather do for the cat? In my mind going in, it seems like the harder it gets, the better it would be for him. Just because it adds more variables to everybody else.
Is tomorrow the chili day? Because chili's not good for the cat.
I think that's more the weekend.
Okay.
I think Saturday is the chili day.
I agree. I think if par is a great score, advantage cat.
I was just like, he still looks like a top 10 iron player on tour, right? And maybe that's outrageous, and maybe that's just me watching every shot of his and getting excited about it. But he's truly like, when he says I'm missing in the right places, he's always on the right side of the hole. He's never like short-sighted. He's never doing any of that horrible stuff. And that's where... Like you talked about with John Wood and like you talked about earlier tonight, like the challenge at Augusta is going to be hitting to those tiny shelves and, more importantly, like not missing just right of those tiny shelves or just left of those tiny shelves. And it seems like with the driver, I mean, he's going to drive it bad in good weather or bad weather,
yeah,
right? And the iron play is going to be what separates. So
His touch looks good too.
Yeah.
I mean, like this, the shot he hit into seven after being out of position, the little open the face up, use the bounce.
Of course.
Hit it right back there. That, those are the shots that, like, when you haven't been in competition for a long period of time are kind of like a question mark, I would say. I mean, look, did he have a horrible bogey on eight? That still just made no sense. And I feel like he definitely should have gotten up and down on 14. But he made some saves that, you know, he save on one. That was huge. Yeah. And gosh, he almost gained a huge, about a shot and a half on the field probably by birdieing number five. That was when it was kind of like, okay, we got the cat might be doing some stuff here. Six iron from like 218 or something like that. So did we talk enough about Bryson?
I didn't. I mean, the expectations weren't super high. I feel bad for the dudes.
I know.
That's tough for them.
Should we play how far back is too far back?
Yeah, we were doing some preliminary.
We played it all night.
I mean, who wants to start?
The solo leader
at five under.
I think
with tough weather, I think two over still in it.
Yeah, three over is too far back.
That's a good point with the weather.
I think it's gonna lift and separate. The good players are gonna shine tomorrow.
Tomorrow's
gonna be so sick.
Who do you see bucking though in that cohort? I mean, honestly,
I think the weather's gonna be great for Cam tomorrow.
I do too,
Cam. I see like Shane Lowry could make a move out of that.
I know I was very high on Russell Henley coming in. He doubled the first and kind of got behind the eight ball. I think he's a guy that is gonna move up, and it might be a slow move up, but I think he's gonna be there. On Sunday, Fitzpatrick is like, he's the guy that we always say it after the fact. Like, I feel like we never check the weather forecast and put two and two together. Like, yeah. Oh, it's going to get shitty. Fitzpatrick's going to play well. He's right there. I could see him having a nice round. Do we want to talk about the, you know, can I take all that back? I forgot about the cack-handed chipping.
Yeah. That's news to you.
That's not good.
That was alarming.
Yeah.
He busted that. The first time we saw that was match play. And I just can't comment on it. It makes me too uncomfortable. Like, you're supposed to have like a good short. You don't hit it far. You're supposed to have a good short game. You can't be chipping cack-handed.
Totally random, but as I'm looking at the leaderboard, two shout-outs. One, Big Tone. I tried to warn you. I said he hit the bottom at the match play, and he was on the come up. He played nice today.
One under. You must acknowledge. You did not read off his name.
He still played pro golf.
That's a shock.
And which I think is good for the cat. That's one of the few players left for him to beat on tour, right?
Yeah.
And also Webb Simpson, who's been completely in the wilderness, right? Injuries and just kind of been...
Such a proper player.
I know. I always get pumped to see Webb.
Is he a mutter?
I think so.
Can he start grinding if the weather gets a little dicey?
I'll say also Harold Varner, too. I mean, I know he had the eagle on 13, but was three over through 12. Got it back to one under. That's... It's worth shouting out.
Watson, tell me how my ass tastes.
Yeah,
how about Watson, that? IBM Watson predicted an 81 for Harold Varner.
Really?
For no reason. Yeah. They predicted like 75 for Stuart Hagestad and 81 for Harold Varner. He took that very personally.
Yeah, that was tough.
There's no one at plus three that scares me. Koepka's the only name there that, you know, could do. Like, Sam Burns is sitting there at plus three, but I think plus three is too far back.
I do too. Didn't Watson predict like a 75 from Rahm? He shot 74.
It predicted 70 for Rahm. Oh, okay. They predicted 74 for Rory, and he shot 73.
That's right. Yeah. Taste it.
Watson knows a thing or two, but,
yeah. All right. I agree.
We should talk Will Zalatoris too. He's lurking there at one under par. At first five rounds in the Masters, all under par.
God, that's mind blowing.
He had it to three under, then he bogeyed 14, and then also bogeyed 18. I think
good bogey on 18.
I think he played a little better than it maybe shows that he did. I will say, I feel really good about him on the three footers now. Like, he's got the infinity loop stroke.
He's got the Kawa stroke.
He's added patience to it. It's almost like the Stu Sink, you know, how Stu Sink does like the little pump fakes. I feel like he takes his time with the stroke now to get like almost like the Neil fluid motion putting thing he's got going right now. And then he intentionally hits them off the toe. Like, he is hitting three foot putts off the toe. But like, he does an infinity loop and almost like kind of open pushes them with the toe. And he's been making them.
No, I'm with you. That sounds pretty sustainable.
It's going to be incredible to watch as he gets into contention. But
he makes so many
medium
range putts.
He gets in that 20-foot honey hole.
Go look at the putt on three, the birdie putt on number three, and then the putt that he made on number 12. He hits both of them off the dead toe of the putter. It's insane. But it looks almost intentional. I need somebody to explain that to me.
I got a question.
listening.
Go ahead, Randy. Are the Masters greens, are Augusta's greens really that difficult to putt?
I'm going to say yes.
I think the answer is yes. But I think what you're getting at maybe is like, are they so difficult that maybe bad putters can win?
Are they so difficult that it's difficult for everybody? Or are they so overhyped as difficult and they're not really that difficult?
Here's what I'll say, having never hit a putt on either the PGA Tour or Augusta.
There are some very shaky Masters winners. Bubba, Hideki. I mean, Zalatoris has played well.
All those guys just hit it so good, though.
Mickelson is so hit or miss.
I feel like they're too... I feel like they're still two putting a lot, but they're two putting from like the right spots, right? Whereas like if you're not hitting it good and you're spinning down slopes or you're missing on the wrong side or whatever, you have a stressful day. Whereas those guys, if they're hitting to the right spots because they're in better control of their irons, it seems like even though they're not making everything, their three footers are much less scary.
I have a working theory. I have a theory that on perfect greens that are super quick, the guys who naturally putt tentatively and defensively, it almost helps them. Whereas guys that are like, I'm banging this in the hole every week. I don't know. That's totally, but there's something about these. Like, I'm like, are they really that hard to putt?
So here's what I'll say. Something Zach Blair said, I think on this pod many years ago, was when he got out on the PGA Tour, he was surprised how many, like from 8 feet and in, how infrequently he had to start the ball outside the hole. Like the PGA Tour might put pins like near the edges of greens, but it's rarely on a very sloped spot in the green. That is not the issue with the Masters. The pins are often on weird, like you'll see so many four footers.
To a lot of the camera crews, yeah. There was a lot of low camera shots where you could see how far outside the hole they had to go.
So you have to get, like, if you have anything inside 8 feet that is not that dependent on speed, you can kind of decide what speed you want to make it at, how much break you want to play, etc. Some of these putts, like the Spieth putt on four, it was like, dude, you can only hit this one speed, and you got to hit the exact spot. You got to hit it out here outside the hole and have the visualization to do it. And if you make any error here, you're toast. And that, I think, is what makes Augusta different. And you can get in a zone, and if you're hitting your spots there, it looks pretty easy. But I think it's honestly a reflection, too, of like where you're leaving it on some of these greens to have the putts that are makeable.
Yeah. All right.
That'd be my theory on it. So.
Okay.
Who could say? You look at data golf, like it emphasizes like the putting skill like equal to every PGA Tour course. So it's like it emphasizes driving distance a little bit. It really de-emphasizes driving accuracy, and it increases the emphasis on approach play compared to an average PGA Tour course.
Oh, it's interesting.
You know what we skipped over, just worth mentioning? Corey Connors.
Yes.
He was a guy that has played well here in the past. He's playing pretty decent coming in. Just want to acknowledge that. I'm been converted to a believer. He seems like it's weird to say, does not seem like it matches his game, but seems like kind of a hunter, like a proper golfer. I mean, he seems to show up at majors, man. I don't know. It's
great golf swing.
Yeah. It's fun to watch. I hope he sticks around.
Matt Wolf, not good.
Not good.
Tried to putt out of a bunker today. That didn't go well.
I might try that this week.
Broke a club. That didn't go well. I will say, give a shout out to Shane Bacon today, doing the commentary on Tiger Woods' round on Masters.com. That was a thrill. I told him this, but it's like, I forget that's one of our friends doing commentary because he's so good at it. And that was a thrill to listen to.
Are people going to be mad if we don't talk about Danny Willett?
I think so. We should talk about that. No, it's unbelievable.
English people are in bed. It's 2 a.m.
That's true. That's true. We can just skip past it.
Okay.
What do you want to say?
No, well, nothing. I was...
He
throwing it out there for the group.
He was plus four.
He surprises. Very surprised he's up there.
Plus 4.1 in strokes gained putting today. It's unsustainable. He was number one in the field on strokes gained putting. If he made this last, I'll gladly eat my hat on that one, but I'm not concerned.
And then the only other kind of like big name would be Cantlay.
Yeah. Who kind of hit the, you know, did what you're supposed to do again. Kind of got it on the back.
First round 70. Like that's exactly where you want to be.
Yeah.
I will say, you know, I feel like I'm a Cantlay defender, and you're not as much of a Cantlay guy.
He doesn't quite do it for me.
Working in your case today, I kind of forgot about Cantlay until you like on fifth. I was like, oh, I forgot about Patrick Cantlay. Yeah, we should probably watch him play.
Which is a bummer because I love when he gets asked interesting questions. I think he's a very thoughtful, smart guy, but doesn't do anything for me.
Somebody we definitely left out, Harry Higgs.
How about that?
Harry had a day. How about
looking up and seeing? I mentioned this to you guys, but what a world. Looking up and being like, man, do you think Tiger Woods can chase down Harry Higgs at the Masters? Like, that's the world I want to live in.
If you're Harry, how would, like, would you be going out trying to shoot the best round tomorrow, or are you trying to tie Tiger to get in his Saturday club? What is that going to
really good question?
What is that going to do for your pip possibilities?
Harry's got to be. I mean, he practices at Trinity Forest, right? Like he's got to be licking his chops at the wind tomorrow, right? Bring it on. I know he doesn't have much course knowledge there. I know he doesn't have a ton of experience there, and Augusta can eject you pretty hard. But listen, if it's going to eject everybody, then hopefully he hangs on.
Cody, what do you got for us?
Hey, boys, Alex has been in the chat for the last 30 minutes just begging for this moment to come. I feel like we need to get him on one of these live shows. But the man says that Harry's feeling it, so they're
there you go.
For a, you know what solid,
I mean, you
Friday,
want to talk
not
about
worried about the condities?
You know what I love seeing from Harry, and Al can either confirm or disconfirm this. He was walking so slow out there. You always hear like the cliche of just like slow down. And Harry's picking the ball up out of the hole, just loping around. I know he's never in a big hurry to go anywhere, but I was a big fan of seeing that. Keep that up tomorrow.
It appears that he's afraid of the death panel from Alex himself. We need to keep our cards, so we have to beat the cat tomorrow, apparently.
There you go.
You know what, Al? You should be thrilled that we've not mentioned Harry's name till this part, because we named off everyone that has to turn in their tour card.
Kudos to Harry. He's a fighter.
That's right.
Had a little pride.
I want to say, on the sustainability scale, Harry hit the shit out of it today. He was 4.08 in strokes gained tee to green. He actually lost strokes on the green today and shot one under par. He was overall sixth in the field in strokes gained tee to green.
Which is awesome, because I think that's, like, obviously we're exceedingly biased. Love Harry. Dying for him to play well. And I feel like we've been just waiting for it for like a year, right? He's just one of those guys. It's like, God, that guy's such a ball hitter, man. Where's he been? When is it going to click? And hopefully it is. Hopefully we're at the start of something big.
Well, and it's also awesome hearing him detail the story of getting into the Masters at the PGA, knowing what's at stake, and very begrudgingly giving Alex credit at the end for the proper read on the putt that sent him to the Masters. So I do hope you guys are enjoying the walk, because it does look really, really fun. So anything else that we missed? Cody, anything we missed? What are people mad about?
Well, I want to apologize to everybody first. So we changed up some settings so we didn't have the great bot attack of 2022. Unfortunately, in doing so, I disabled the live chat feature for about the first 5 minutes, but we got it dialed back in. So I apologize to everybody who's out there. Thank you for tuning in.
Cody, will you turn in your tour card after that?
What's up with all these people still asking about JT? We covered this one. We gave it the proper attention. That was top billing at the top of the show. You'll have to go back and listen to that one on the podcast feed.
People came for blood. They want JT. They want Paul Casey talk. They want
We didn't talk Paul Casey.
What is there? I mean, he's hurt, right? What is there to talk about?
I mean, he was...
How much... You know, I will talk about this. How much did Paul Casey not playing help Cam Smith today?
I think that would have actually helped him slow down.
At least two or three shots.
It could have been. I will say, it's just, he did not get 40K for withdrawing from this tournament, I will say. But also incredible that he tried to tee it up at the match play, withdrew at the last second on the Thursday, finally withdrew on Friday, and still can't play 2 weeks after that. It's kind of like, was that a money grab at the match play? It's really hard to argue otherwise right now. Also, for criticizing him 2 weeks ago, I have horrible back spasms for the last week, so...
Maybe you should turn in your card. Cat's out there shooting one under. Oh, God, I can't pick up my tee. I can't pick up the ball out of the hole.
He was begging me to pick the ball out of the hole for him Wednesday.
That is not true.
Randy, you got to get it out of the hole for him.
That is false.
So I always put it to play one of those plungers. Did you want to shout out your plunger sponsor?
I said I wanted one. I don't have one yet. I want one. I will gladly use one. And Randy, you did not pick my ball up out of the hole, because I never made it in the hole.
That's true. I think we hit like one hole combined.
Gary, you know,
Big and I have been big on the ice baths, and I'm happy to hear that Tiger's getting ready to dive in tonight. So
probably gonna freeze myself tonight.
So cold. It's just really cold.
It's really cold.
Oh, that's cold. Just gotta recover.
Gary Player repping the Gulf Saudi on the neck today. Hell also came to Phil's defense today.
Which reminds me, we didn't talk about Kokrak shooting 200.
So. That's right.
A lot of kids, a lot of boys and girls in Riyadh probably stayed up late to watch that, which is cool.
I think that's going to just about do it for our Thursday night recap. We will be back every night for the remainder of this week.
Who leads tomorrow?
Cam Smith. We got to go hit up the local shops here and place a wager.
DJ. I'm going to say DJ too. Hmm. I think he's playing in the morning. Cam's going out in the afternoon. Got to think it's going to be windy. I still think Cam is probably going to win, but I'm picking DJ at the end of round two.
It's either Cam or Rory. So thank you everyone for tuning in to the live show. We'll see you back here every night the rest of the week. Cheers.
Be the right club. Be the right club today.
Yes! Johnny, that's better than most.
How about him?
That is better than most. Better than most!
Expect anything different.